Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Knowing Boldly. There are certain things that the Christian can know and declare that we or he knows those things. And one of those is this. As the Apostle Paul penned the words in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, he said, "For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Well, Paul was able to say, "I know him. I know the Lord. Not only do I know the Lord, I know that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. That day is coming. But I know whom. I know him. And I know that that which I have committed unto him is all right, because he, as Job said, liveth." Job said, "I know my Redeemer liveth." And Job was able to make this bold statement. There was no question in his mind about whether or not the Lord was alive and that Job could come to him and make his request known unto him. And he was with one who was going to forever be with him. "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he is able, that I shall stand in the latter day with him." Verse 25 of Job 19. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth. Now, if he's going to stand, and he has redeemed us, we will stand with him. He died and rose again from the dead. He is alive forevermore. And we can say that I know that I am his and he is mine. Now, I may be talking to someone who is having a bit of difficulty about the assurance of your salvation. Well, you need not be defeated about this matter. Sometimes you may be moved to doubt whether or not you are loved. But God has said that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we are to go to the Word of God to find out what God has said. And if you doubt his love, read it again. But you must believe his word. He will bring the comfort. The word is written. The feelings are not to be the ruler and master of the life, but the eternal word of an all-powerful, all-knowing, sovereign God. He has said that he so loved sinners that he gave his life to die for sinners. He did that once, and so he's alive. Now, having been redeemed by him, having the assurance, as the psalmist wrote in Psalm 41:11, that there are certain things that let him know that God is showing favor to him. By this I know that thou, he's addressing the Lord, that thou, Lord, favorest me because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. He did not say, I know the Lord is for me because I have no enemies. No, that will never be the case here in this life. There will be a day, however, when there are no enemies. But right now, there will be things that are against us that seemingly will destroy us and overtake us. But as the psalmist has said, by this, I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. Oh, they cause me problems, and it seems as though they are winning, but they do not triumph. They try hard to overcome, but they don't succeed. And you may be at a place in your life, dear Christian, where you feel as though, yes, Lord, David was able to say that, but I can't. Oh, yes, you can. Just because the Lord has not let you see how he is working a situation or where you are in his program or in his plan doesn't mean that he's forgotten you. It doesn't mean that the enemy has won. By this I know that thou favorest me because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. They are there. They oppose. They level strong accusations and charges, but they do not triumph over me. And this assured the psalmist's heart that the Lord was for him. We know that we can know that we're saved. We can know the Lord is alive, and we do believe that with all of our hearts. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.